And it's not one of the hashgachas we accept on a product-by-product basis, you have to ask. You can't assume that doesn't need hashgacha. Because in today's world, very few things don't need hashgacha. There's so many things that you're not aware of in the process of how it's made that does need hashgacha, that seem to be innocuous.
I mean, in North America, beer, but in North America, everybody uses
beer without... Yeah, okay. That's an example of something, Taka, but it may be that beer made here is different.
No, beer made in Belgium.
Yeah, in Belgium. Right, so it could be that that's something that it doesn't have hashgacha is okay, but ask some sofer is also okay. Right, and for an example. Okay, but that's something you have to check on. Okay, it may be that the beer that has the chasam sofer is the exception to the rule because where it's made or what it's made of or whatever. Even though under normal circumstances, the major beer producers, up till now, they haven't found any problem. But that doesn't mean tomorrow there may be a problem. But the way it's produced now, there's not a problem on commercial beers.
I have two questions on
Pesach. For Pesach, there is.
If a product has chasam sofer and it's OTC,
it's fine. If it has chasam sofer and badatz, also okay. The chasam sofer doesn't make it no good. It's just not
good. No,
the OUP is a reliable hashgacha.
Okay.
Except for milchika things. The OU hashgacha is a reliable hashgacha, despite what people here say.
Okay. Yeah. There's a
what?
For beef.
For what?
Beef.
Yeah. For beef, for chicken, for whatever. It's a reliable hashgacha.
So what about the OU, the Israeli OU? There's always this question, is it different than the American OU?
If anything, it's better. But it's also reliable.
There's a cake mix that they're selling in Olive. Rabbi Weiss Mandel.
It's okay. Nitra. Okay, yes.
Not me from Monday.
That was it.
Okay.
Does the Rav know which wines are Mavushal and which are not Mavushal?
No. Most Israeli wines are not Mavushal unless they say on it Mavushal. Most American wines, Kedem or whatever, are mostly Mavushal unless you know for sure they're not Mavushal. Most of them are Yahya Mavushal. But you have to check. He has a list of candy. The Radumikrams, this is last year's. They did put out one this year before he was nifted. But the wines probably didn't change. He has a list. If you want to tell me the name, I'll look into it. Israeli wines are... He has a list of Carmel wines also. It has the same Mavushal on it. The problem is some of the Israeli wines are pasteurized. But pasteurization is itself a kula. Rav Eliyashiv holds that it bechlau doesn't help. Bechlau, not. Others hold that it helps for everything. Basically, pasteurization was somechan for non-frum Jews. Not to make that a problem. But for goyim, we're not somechan. Okay.
The Rav said any hechsher that we normally...
Right, or good for Pesach, except you have to be careful with the Svardisha ones that they're not kidneys. Mm-hmm. Or even not the Svardisha ones that are made for people who don't... If it doesn't say that it's kosher Pesach for people who don't eat kidneys, then it's not okay.
And Osim is not making mayonnaise, it's not kidneys.
They didn't call me, they asked me, I don't know. Are you telling me or asking me? Okay, fine. So I'm making. Okay, we'll get to. I'll answer about products in a second, but I want to start with though is cosmetics. Since there are so many things that you can get with a hechsher for Pesach, a good hechsher, so get if you can substitute and get for a week. And you can put it away year after year, get one thing of deodorant, and you can serve it for 10 years. With a heksha for Pesach. The problem with cosmetics is that many cosmetics have alcohol in it. Some of them have mamish grain alcohol. And if the grain is one of the five species, right? Not corn or whatever, but oats or wheat, which is possible, then it's chametz gomer, right? The perfumes or whatever. So perfumes, colognes, unless you know for sure that they are not chametz, there's not alcohol, grain alcohol in them, you should sell them with your chametz and put them away and not use them on Pesach. Things that are mixtures, not real expensive perfumes, but cheaper kinds of colognes, perfumes, shaving, what's it called, lotion, liquids that have in them, it says on the ingredients, SD alcohol. These are all mostly chutzlaris things. SD alcohol means special denatured alcohol. Denatured alcohol means that they put in a poison to make the alcohol basically not drinkable. It has nothing to do with the production of the thing. It has to do with the laws in America from the time of Prohibition, that they denature alcohol. They don't put alcohol that's really drinkable in these kinds of things. The truth is, though, they are drinkable to a certain degree. And drunks on the Bowery drink Vitalis hair thing if they're really bad off. In addition to that, that process can be reversed, and the alcohol can be made back into not denatured. And there's post-kibbutz hall that since the process is reversible, it's still considered edible. So those kinds of things, there are many people who are matter, and if somebody uses them, you can't say that they're doing something wrong. They don't necessarily have to be put away with your chametz. You can leave them on the shelf, but it's better not to use them. And to use only ones that have been checked out, that the alcohol is not grain alcohol, grain meaning wheat, barley, oats, or whatever, but corn or something like that, and that's only kidneys, and that's 100% okay, as long as you don't drink it, right? It's okay to use and get hanah out of.
What's that alcohol? What's the name of another kind of alcohol that appears?
Well, there's different kinds of alcohol. There's the alcohol we're talking about is called ethyl alcohol, okay? Ethyl alcohol is grain alcohol. It doesn't have to be chametz, it could be kidneys, but it could be chametz gomer. That's regular ethyl alcohol is schnapps. That's ethyl alcohol. Then there is rubbing alcohol, that's isopropyl alcohol. Isopropyl alcohol is a chemical, it doesn't come from grain, it's 100% okay. So regular rubbing alcohol, there's no problem with that at all. You can use that. Methyl alcohol is not a problem. You're also okay. Methyl, isopropyl, what other kinds of alcohol are there? I don't know. These are the kinds that you could possibly use. Those are okay. The kinds that have either what's called SD alcohol, is SD39, SD40, or whatever, they could be chametz, or anything with regular ethyl alcohol could be chametz gomer. Could be not. But you don't know unless you check into it. Now, any cosmetics that are solid, this doesn't apply to. Because there's no way, even if it has this alcohol in it, it's not edible anymore. And there's no way of rechanging the process. It's gone, finished. It's not Roy Lachilus Kellen. So therefore, blushes, lipstick, you should get a new one. And lipstick, if you can get with a heksher for Pesach, is better. Because people eat the lipstick. Right? I never really experienced it, but that's what they tell me. That you, what's it called, bite your lips or put your tongue onto your lips and end up swallowing the lipstick. That's problematic, because that's called achshanei. Then you're making it chosher by eating it. So, and lipsticks have flavors even. So you should get lipstick. They have lipsticks with a heksher for Pesach. Get a lipstick and use it for the next 20 years, I assume. Right? For 7 days at a time. Besides, you can't use it Yom Tov and Shabbos. It's only a few days. So Chol HaMoed, it's good to invest in a lipstick for Pesach. Other things, mascaras, blushes, all these things that are solid, solid deodorants. You can't use them Shabbos and Yom Tov, but on Chol HaMoed you can use them. They don't need any hechsher. What other kinds of things? What? Creams also are okay. Liquids are the problem. Portable liquids.
Mascara is liquid.
Mascara? I'll take your word for it. What? But it's not the kind of liquid that's drinkable. Right. It's okay. What else?
What about hand cream?
Creams are okay. Unless there are shampoos also. If they don't say they have alcohol in them, and they don't have oats, there are shampoos that are mamish chametz. Wheat germ, it's called something propo. It's oats. No, that's isopropyl. This is something propo. It's a word for oats. Oats and shampoos. Those are problematic. If you get a regular shampoo that doesn't have wheat germ, oats, or alcohol in it, and many shampoos of a doctor don't have alcohol, so then those are okay to use. Soaps, hard soap is okay.
Even if it has
anything.
Things in it?
Soap that has things in it?
Yeah, Palmolive has one that has orange and grapefruit extract, or... And you wonder why I don't come here. There is some stuff. There is Palmolive makes a bar soap that has honey, milk and honey, and it has all these other...
You want to know what bracha to make on it?
No, okay. Can you use it?
If it just has that, yes. If it has wheat germ, or oats...
Oatmeal bar soap.
Right. That you should do.
Thank you.
Citric acid. Citric acid can be made from chametz gomer. It can be made from kidneys. If it's made from kidneys, it's what it's done is made from a culture. You don't actually use the kidneys or the chametz. It's cultured from these things. There's a big shiloh whether that's us or not. With chametz we use a machmer, with kidneys could be makel. But if it has citric acid, it's problematic. It needs a really good hechsher. The really good hechsherim only get citric acid from things that are not chametz at all, or kidneys. The lesser hechsherim, medium, use citric acid that's not chametz, but yes, kidneys. And the sherim that you can't rely on could be aren't marked bichlal to know where the citric acid comes from. And even if it's made from chametz, they use it. Because again, there's the heterim that since you're not actually using the chametz, you're only using its second generation, then it's not a problem. But there are many poskim hold this
also.
What's better to get things that have citric acid that have a good hechsher? If it has a good hechsher, then it's fine. For instance, the OU. Well, not to put an OUP on things that have citric acid that have any problem. They accept only citric acid that doesn't have any problem with it. There's other ingredients like that, too. Okay, so that's pretty much cosmetics. Let's just leave it open to questions, so we'll cover what's on your mind. And
toothpaste,
there are the ikar hadin, toothpaste, whatever could be chametz in a toothpaste is probably nitzel me'achilas kelev, but you eat the toothpaste. So even though that's the case, or Moshe Feinstein holds that we got to the whole year, even though there could be things that are usher, like stearic acid, stearates, glycerins in toothpaste, which can be mamish treif, that you could use any toothpaste. If you can get toothpaste with a hechsher, and it's not, you know, prohibitive, we're not talking about big amounts of money, different or whatever, then get it with a hechsher. Pesach the same thing. So it's better to get toothpaste either with a hechsher, or that's been checked out that it doesn't have any chametz ingredients in it. that's the best thing to do. But if somebody uses regular toothpaste and is not checked out at all, you can't say that they're doing something wrong. But again, there's so many toothpaste, which Hakshirim for Pesach, good Hakshirim, get them, use them. Yeah.
Silver polish, does that need a
Hakshirim? Silver polish does not need a Hakshirim. Most of them do have Hakshirim. And some people hold, since you're using them on kalim that you're going to eat on, there may be an idea of achshavei, which is probably really stretching it. It's not machshiv, what you're, any residue of silver polish and eating it, baby kamana. Silver polish is what's it called? If you are, that's a big problem. It probably doesn't need a hechsher, but from what I know, most of them have hechsher.
Well, there is one that others
it's probably poison. Okay. If you would eat it directly, it's probably poisonous. So that means that it's okay.
Now, one would use toothpaste instead of solar power. I've never tried it.
Toothpaste instead of what?
Toothpaste can be used instead of silver polish.
But silver polish can't be used instead of toothpaste. And unless you're a Russian.
If one would try using toothpaste, would the toothpaste be the
hamster? If I'm putting by the
tailing? Yes.
And since there's toothpaste, the hechsher, get with the hechsher. It probably doesn't. But today, everything is so available, get it with the hechsher. It doesn't cost anything more. Why not do it the chatchila instead of being somach and all kinds of bidyevet? Okay, yeah?
We have rice cakes that have the dots for the whole year. But for Pesach, it's dots over the one. If one eats rice cakes, and two, if you don't eat rice during Pesach, until what time can you eat it?
Okay. Our minig, let's start, for those of us who don't eat kidneys, okay, and kidneys is only a minig, okay, and therefore if you eat by a person who eats kidneys, who's a svardi, who's allowed to eat kidneys, you can eat on their kalim also. It could be, even if you eat in their house, you're allowed to eat their kidneys, too. But that much, everybody knows that, you know, it's different than hogim or whatever. But you can surely eat from their kalim. Let me go back over that. I said there are even opinions that say you can do that. We don't hold like that. You can't invite people to eat kidneys in your house. But you're allowed to eat them even on the Moshav. There's no minig amokum not to eat kidneys. Ashkenazim don't eat kidneys. We have Sfardim here, they could eat kidneys. No problem. You can be nehena from kidneys. You don't have to sell it. You don't have to put it with your chametz. You can even use it, just not for eating. If you have a bird, you want to feed it kidneys, whether it's a Sfardim or Ashkenazi, it's allowed to eat the kidneys. And you can eat from the kalim of somebody who made kidneys, right? So if you go to somebody's house and they use kidneys, the heter, and they want to make you something without kidneys in their kalim that they use to that same day, you're allowed to use it. Okay. There are opinions that oils of kidneys are not usher. We don't hold like that. We hold that the oils of kidneys are also us. What exactly is kidneys is also big differences of opinion. We hold here, if you want to be mako, not even be mako, I would use it, without being mako, cottonseed oil is not kidneys. If it has a good hechsher, it's okay. Walnut oil is obviously not kidneys. What else is a shayla that...
Sunflower
is kidneys. Sunflower seeds are basically, we hold the kidneys. Kidneys, what's the criteria for kidneys? and there are exceptions to the rule, we'll see in a second. Some say that the reason for kidneys was that they used to plant these grains together with wheat, barley, and so on, and it was very difficult to separate the different grains. Others say that they used to make flour out of these grains, and it was almost like looked like bread. So people got confused. Now, if the second reason is the reason that potato starch should be also completely, potatoes should be kidneys. You can make anything out of potato starch.
Thank you.
Just about today, they have cereals, they have everything, right? They have cakes, they have bread, bagels, everything, right? So that should be really awesome. And it's not so clear why potatoes are okay. But partially the reason is because people have nothing else to eat. That's what they ate, potatoes. So if they make potatoes kidneys, there would be no problem next year because everybody would have been dead of starvation. That's partially the reason why it's okay. But it's okay. In any case, there are therefore differences of opinion of different things that may not be edible and aren't planted like cotton, in wheat and barley places, that it should be not considered kidneys, and that's what we hold. Most poskim hold that it's not kidneys. The American poskim for sure hold like that. Israeli poskim, there are many that hold that it's not kidneys. The ones that hold that it is kidneys are the Madans. So if you have something, and this is, again, you should check anyway, because it's not always like that. Something that had a badatz or any other heksher that we rely on during the year, but they took off the heksher either because it's kidneys during, what's it called, example, cottonseed oil. Cottonseed oil that has a heksher for the badatz the whole year, but they take off that heksher for Pesach, and they have another heksher for Pesach, because that other heksher holds that cottonseed is not kidneys, and they give a heksher. The badatz holds cottonseed oil is kidneys. They don't give their heksher for Pesach. But the Badats would not allow that other hashgacha, right? They usually have one mashgiach for both hashgachas. And the Badats would not allow that other hashgacha to use things that would necessitate them to kasher the kalim after Pesach. It's too costly and too much bother. So they allow it, but not for Pesach, but they make sure that it's kosher for year round. So the only problem is the cottonseed. The Nela, it's okay to use. Even though normally it would have a heksher we don't use, but since during the whole year it does, it's almost 100% that the hashgacha of the whole year makes sure that they use things that they would approve, except for the fact that it's Pesach. And since we hold those things are okay, it's the whole thing is okay.
If I understood correctly, yesterday Pippa was telling me that she bought can of Materna, kidneys, that it said on the can to use different kalim.
Okay, the Yechatrila, in your house where you hold the kidneys are also mishuminig, you can't use the same kalim for kidneys as for other things, right? Even though when you're using it cold and just wash it out, it shouldn't be any problem, but to cook in a kli and then to use it for a kidney, for kidneys, and then to use it for not kidneys is not okay, l'chatchila. But the other, if you did it, it's okay, you could eat it. In a Svardi's house where his cooking is l'chatchila with the kidneys, you're allowed to use or eat from his kalim for you. That's called the d'yevet, but it's okay even l'chatchila. But in your own house, you should, we're machmer, not to wash the kidneys things with the same kalim where you wash your regular kalim, right, fill it up in the bathroom or something, and use separate kalim. That's
just coming back on this idea that they have the heksher not for Pesach. Rav Shah said this, they won't let anything be used that can mess it up. But if there's a possibility of chametz on, it's not going to mess it up for the whole year.
No, we're talking, and we're not talking about something. That's why you said you have to check. But if it's a decent hashgacha, it's not going to be chametz. Okay? So why don't they give heksher? Because it's kidneys. So basically, it's kosher. And it's not going to be a chashash of chametz because only kidneys. Right? So what's it called? The stamets, okay. What has what? Which has regular rabbanut? Regular rabbanut. Rice cakes. It's probably okay. I have to really look into a little bit, but probably okay. Yeah.
If a room is clean for Pesach, but it's before Pesach, can you eat kidneys in that room? It's not a problem, right?
Right, it's not a problem.
Okay. At what point during the day, Erev Pesach, can you stop eating? Do you have to stop eating rice cakes?
Okay, there are, that's what you asked also. There are different opinions. But the one that we follow is the one that says when you can't eat chametz anymore, which is after the fourth hour, right, somewhere around 10 o'clock, something like that. They're changing the clocks before Pesach?
Yeah.
So it'll be about 10 o'clock, I think. So it'll be somewhere around 10 o'clock. At that point, you can't eat kidneys either. There are those who hold you can eat kidneys till chatzos. Some hold you can eat kidneys the whole Erev Pesach. We hold that when you can't eat chametz, you can't eat kidneys. The exception is kids who are not of bar chinuch can have kidneys on Pesach too, if they need it. That's why Materna can be used on Pesach for children who are not bar chinuch. If they're bar chinuch, using Materna is a big, big problem. Not with the hechsher or the chametz, with the kid. Why is a kid drinking Materna if he's a bar chinuch? But Materna is made for kids that are not bar chinuch, usually. They're babies. Right? Unless you have a genius kid who's drinking Materna, then it may be a problem. Or also for sick people. And that's why all medicines, even if they have kidneys, are 100% okay. There's no problem with taking medicine that's kidneys. That's only medicine. That's not vitamins that are not medicinal. There are certain vitamins that people need because they're sick. And they need to bolster their anemic. They need vitamin, whatever. D? Iron? Iron. Need iron. Whatever. Okay, I'm not a doctor, I'm only a rabbi. So whatever, then that's also considered a medicine. But if it's, what's it called, if it's just, you know, like to bolster your diet, you're not sick, just want to be healthier, then you can't use vitamins that are kidneys either. Besides the fact that vitamins, if they don't have a hechsher for Pesach, could be chametz gomer.
Can the inhaler Ventolin, you can use the same one that you use all year round?
Unless it's crusted with chametz or whatever, and then when you inhale, you're getting wipe off the mouthpiece. I assume that it's not like that.
Is there any place in any medicine that might worry that would be chametz?
Any what?
Any medicine.
Medicines, you have to check. Medicines could be chametz, and if it's not pikuach nefesh, then you can't take those medicines on Pesach. So there's lists and lists and lists from all over the world of medicines that they've checked. You see, the medicines, it's not usually the ingredients of the medicine that are the problem. It's the binders. In order for the medicine to go down, to make it something that you could swallow, it has to have starches that make it into something. And those starches can be chametz gomer. Usually the ingredients, the chemicals in the medicine itself are not the problem. It's the binders. That when you get them, I have them, if you have medicine specifically, give me a list and I'll go down the list or whatever. Or you can come to my house and look in the book. Yeah?
If you have a medicine that's doctor prescribed but not a prescription, like over the counter thing, where the doctor says, you need to take this all every day, is that considered okay?
That's considered a medicine. Whether it's okay or not, you have to check on these lists to see if it's a situation of life and death, then even if it's chametz, you can take it. It's better to take something that's not chametz. If it's not life and death, then you have to ascertain that it's not chametzik. And there's lists of all these medicines in every place where they originate from, either America or here or England or whatever, and different places, different things. Because again, we're not talking about the major ingredients of the medicine usually. We're talking either about alcohols that are put into liquid medicines that can be cough medicines. Many of them are mamish chametz gomer, and it's not pikuach nefesh. So even to give a kid chametz gomer is awesome. Even a kid is not a bar chinuch is awesome. So those have to be checked. Mm-hmm. Solid medicine, the problem is usually the starches that are used. So all of that has to be has to be checked to make sure that you're not taking chametz.
Yeah. Can you rely on a man who's in this doctor or pharmacist to call him and ask him if something because of the
Since there are plenty of frum pharmacists or whatever, it's better to check with a frum person. If it would be impossible, then under certain circumstances you can accept what he says. If he made a mistake, right, it could be very bad for his profession. Then we assume that he's not going to tell you something wrong because he's putting himself in jeopardy. Otherwise, he doesn't have nemunas because he himself doesn't believe in it. Why does he care if he tells you to do something wrong? He doesn't consider it a problem. It's not that he's a liar. He doesn't think it's anything problematic to lie about because it doesn't mean anything.
Can there be a problem with Benar Lechavero for a Sephardi kid being Bamba on the Moshe?
Benar Lechavero? Because other kids are going to... Why shouldn't people know that they're different minhagim and people have a right to keep their minhagim? If you see that it's parents of children who are not Sephardim, right? The kids come home and they say, Bani Bamba. So she explained to them. That's, again, little kids probably can't explain to them. He's a Sephardi. What does that mean? Where does he come from? You know, which planet or whatever. I don't know. I'm more note that people should keep them in Hagim. And there's no reason why in one place everybody has to keep the same in Hagim. I don't see that. That's except again when it's Isser and Het or things like that. But otherwise, I don't see that it should be a problem.
And what if the nice little Maroon child wants to share and the other kid doesn't know any different and he uses it? Is it a problem?
Is it a problem? It's not a problem except for the parents of the Mechanic, their kids. The kid.
Not a spy.
Yeah.
I show this every year, but all the things like Fosalina put away, pictures with wheat on them or something. Or
right.
Is there any kind of a problem if like there's a picture that's got fake wheat, and what if you don't know if it's real or not?
It's on the wall.
But they make them look really,
So you don't have to, you don't have to put it away. You can leave it on the wall. Just that if it needs it, it's being sold at your chametz.
What about in the kitchen?
You're not going to usually eat your pictures? Or does it usually shed into your pots? Sounds like an interesting picture. If it's no chance that it's in a frame with a glass. Now, if it's shayach that you don't know what it is, and it could be real wheat, and it could fall into your pot, take it down and put it away with your chametz. If it's a nice thing in a glass thing or whatever, and there's no chance you're going to eat that wheat, or it's going to pour into something. What? It's not by your wheat. Since it was miyuchad, not for eating, it's like kupa sa'or, and it's probably not edible because they have to treat it so it doesn't spoil. So they paint it, they shellac it, they do something to it. Right? If it's made professionally, it's been treated so it doesn't rot.
Kids art project
is a different story. And there, it could be the taka that you should put it away with the chametz. If it's hanging on the wall, it's sold with your chametz. You don't have to take it off the wall because you're not chosher, you're going to eat it. What? Mm-hmm. And it's not going to mix into the food. So you can keep it on the wall. You can keep, if you have decorative kalim high up, that there's no chash you're going to eat from it, it's just for decoration, but it's chametz. You don't have to dafka put those away. You can leave them there. In fact, you can even leave them there for what's it called, for decoration for the Seder. As long as they're in a place where you're probably, the chances of you taking them and using them for eating is remote.
Can I ask one more? If somebody uses a Pesach dish towel from somebody's house, and then they use it in their house on something hot, okay? No, Pesach.
Yeah.
Pesach. But, and then you find out that those other people where the dish towel originated from, like, did not keep things, like, did not do things properly. Does that mess up any pots or anything?
No, the chances that that could mess up of something are infinitesimal.
Okay.
And the people that are not doing what's wrong, I'm not talking that they're using chametz. They're using maybe hashgachas that aren't 100%, whatever. The chances that there's something wrong is almost nil.
You know, they kosher their oven completely the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah. Again,
like
the chances of, with all of that, is almost nil that there could be a problem with the dish towel. Mm-hmm. So, don't worry about that.
Does paper plates?
Okay, paper plates. Do they still make paper plates?
They do.
You know what I'm saying? I never saw paper plates here. What? Plastic plates. What? Okay, paper plates that are coated, plastic coated, shouldn't be a problem. You can use those even for hot. Paper plates that are the cheap paper plates, they sometimes have starches in them, which either could be kidneys or could be chametz gomer. Usually it's kidneys. Those, like we said, you shouldn't lechatchila bake on that, right? Lechatchila, it's awesome. It won't make the thing awesome if you did it, but it's awesome to do. So those paper plates you should use only cold. They don't have a hechsher for Pesach. Not for hot things. Don't put them in the microwave. Don't put hot food on them. Therefore, since there are plastic plates, for the most part, are not a problem. Okay, so you can use those even for hot. They have plastic plates, they have paper plates, they have plastic silverware that has a hechsher for Pesach. If you can get that, matovu manoyim, especially if it doesn't cost any more than the other one. But if you can't, it's not available, or you have already plastic coated paper, plastic silverware shouldn't be a problem.
We normally say that for a hidden mitzvah, you up to like a fifth or so.
A third.
With the chumash of Pesach, sometimes things are getting very expensive. Is it a special meaning of Pesach that we don't consider it?
Chumash that were nohag to do. Those are minhagim, and those, l'chora, you should do. Chumash that are not minhagim, but people, everybody, you know, can make up chumras or can decide that they want to start to be machmer. If there's an inyan to be machmer in being able to support yourself and not to loan money from other people or not be able to pay back the money you've loaned already. And to have a simchas yontif, which is minat Torah, that is not inhibited by the fact that you are in debt because you did all these chumras. Then it's not a chumra, it's a kula. So things that are not specific minhagim, right, and our chumras that, you know, somebody thought of or somebody decided that this is whatever, that may be for him perfect. But if it ends up making you spend money that you don't have, or somebody else's money that they're not going to get paid back, that's not a chumra, that's a kula.
That also means matzahs?
What?
Huh? That
applies to matzahs too. The matzahs are kosher, right, to have, you know, a chumra, tana rishon. You know, somebody that, what's it called, some rebbe looked at them or whatever, and therefore they cost double the amount, right? That's not necessary. Not necessary. You get regular kosher matzahs, shmura matzahs, and you don't have to bedavka spend the amounts that are not within your budget. If you're rich, so I don't know, you have nothing better to spend your money on, so spend it on that instead of a trip to the Caribbean or whatever. But if you're not really taking trips to the Caribbean, that's not the problem, right? It's not the shaila. Then buy what's kosher lechatchila, and more than that you have to do.
It's just some clarifications. What was said now? Shmur matzahs, I take it, are standard, not standard.
They're standard because pretty much we've been mekabel that even though there are opinions that say that your yotze with matzah is not shmura matzah, any matzah that's been made kosher is kosher for matzah with the evid, right? Mustami yotze, but the minig ha'olam is to be makbid on the dafka using shmura and mishas tzira, not mishas lisha.
Is it as far as hand matzahs versus machine matzahs, is that considered a chumra or what?
Hand matzahs and machine matzahs, some people halachically have problems with machine matzahs. If you're of those people, it's not a chumra, it's halach. If you hold that machine matzahs are perfectly okay, but you would rather have hand matzah or the opposite. There's some people who hold that the bedakki is machine matzah, because the hand matzah, they say, is probably chometz. Because, you know, to really make hand matzahs properly, well, real good hashgacha is also problematic. And machine matzahs go very quickly, and if you do the, you clean the machines or whatever, it's even better. So there are certain people who don't use machine and won't touch hand matzah. The people who don't use hand matzah and won't touch machine matzah. There's some people who won't touch either of them.
Can you
have to have a reason why you're doing that. Well, you have to follow somebody. So, again, if you halachically hold, and there are very few people who hold, either way halachically is no good. Pashtus, either one, the way they're made today, are okay halachically. But if you happen to be somebody who holds like that, then it's not a chumrah, it's halacha. Right? But if you're somebody who holds, I could use machine matzah, but I want to be machmer only to use hand matzah to hold. That's a chumrah. And if you can't afford to do that, then you shouldn't accept that chumrah. That's all. It's not a halacha Indian, it's a hither. It's a whatever, some kind of potato. If it sounds like I'm making fun of it, I'm not. I do that. But it's not a halacha thing that you know, so somebody's hand and machine matzah gets some crumbs in the butter and I put it on my matzah, you know, I don't think I eat chametz. I just have a minute to what's it called. So it's not, you know, to know the proportions. But if I held that machine matzahs, you can't be yotzei, because it's not lishma, whatever, right? It could probably can't be chametz, but it's not lishma, so you're not yotzei. What's it called? The matzah, l'shem matzah. Then I'm talking to Seder, I would have a problem with it, yeah.
With your comments, when you burn the comments in the morning, what needs to be burned? It happens that sometimes people are talking about chumras, people bring everything that's in the blowtorch, they bring to the burning chametz the next morning. They sort of bring what you found, the chametz, whatever, or you people bring like whole boxes and whole pieces of pizza.
But what's probably better is that the last garbage thing, you put most of your garbage chametz into, and you bring up what you had left from eating breakfast and from what you searched, the 10 pieces the night before, that's what you should burn. More than that, to clean out your whole house without throwing things away from months before, that's not what the Indian is, to get rid of the last chametz you have. So anything you threw away, you don't have to save your garbage for the whole year to burn your face up. Otherwise, that should be the smart, right? If it's not the last thing, then aim the double soap, right? Then from the day after Pesach, from last year, you should save all your garbage and bring up after Pesach.
The whole thing is like, what was in Gushiva, whole loaf of bread from the freezer, like the whole challah they wiped up in the
freezer. Those things should be thrown away before Pesach, before there's a chiyuv of hashmosa, and just get rid of it, get out of your house, throw in the garbage and get rid of it. And after that, what you had left, there of Pesach, of chametz, that's what you bring up. That can't be so much.
We must be, we know, we already organized with the Mu'atta that they'll empty the garbage dumpsters on Erev Pesach.
Okay.
The problem is they won't mashmi, they burn the garbage until after the time of burning chametz.
No, so then you should get rid of the thing at a time when it's going to be destroyed before Pesach.
It's not destroyed in the truck, it's only destroyed when it's empty.
I'm saying, so that you should make sure to throw it, not in the last pickup, the one before that.
No, because nobody does that. Everybody goes to the last pickup.
No, he's talking about, the rabbi's talking about the last pickup that they say we will publish a time, like 2 o'clock in the morning, the day before, that will be at the landfill on time.
But there's a middle and the last pickup that comes at 11 o'clock in the morning, which is in itself burning time.
Right. That's already the zman of beer chametz. That you shouldn't throw in the garbage. That should burn. Yeah.
With the business comment, so, you know, everyone does the game with the hiding the 10 things and going finding them and everything. And we go around and we're searching for chametz, but we already cleaned it all, so we know there's not any there. We're just looking for those 10 little pieces. Should we leave something, like a place that we don't
know,
so that we really do look for chametz in that spot? Or?
Even though you've cleaned the house, but you can't rely on that, according to most poskim, to be bedikas chametz. And inevitably, there are things you find that you missed or whatever. So, the ikar din, you still have to make bedikas chametz, even though you cleaned the house, and you didn't bring any chametz into those rooms for the last week or whatever. It's not considered makom shein machnisim bo chametz. It's a place shein machnisim bo chametz that you clean, but you're still not sure, so you have to make a good bedika. We are makel that you don't have to make a real, real good bedik in those places. You just have to go and check to make sure you didn't miss anything. So that much we are makel. To leave a place that you don't clean at all so you can make a real bedik, I don't know if anybody holds you have to do such a thing. But going over these places that you cleaned, right, which could be that you that by accident chametz was brought in there, or you missed something. And it's a place that during the year you bring in chametz. So you don't see the bedika with that. We put the 10 pieces just to be sure you find something. Really, you don't have to do that either. It's just a mimic to do that. But if you're doing that anyway, so for sure you'll find something. So that's good enough.
Rabbi, in a room when they're doing bedika chametz, let's say somebody forgot and there was a bottle of very expensive good perfume. Can that just be put away?
You don't have to burn everything you find. What you have to do is take care of it and not leave it around. So either you can sell it with your chametz or you can get rid of it.
When you're doing the bedikas chametz, before you do the bedikas chametz, should everything that you want to lock up, the cabinets you want to lock up, or the things that you want to close off, they should already be done before bedikas chametz?
No.
No?
Oh, they have to be closed up or whatever before the chametz is sold. The chametz isn't sold till the next day. This year it probably are 11 o'clock, something like that. Between 10 and 11, that's when we sell it.
Monday morning.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Monday night.
Yeah. Regarding your bedikah with a candle.
Yeah.
I haven't really had time with that. I mean, the idea is supposed to be to let you see how much better.
The candle has two reasons. One is, it used to be that a candle was the best way to be able to see things. Not a torch, you know, or whatever. A candle, one single candle. And candle dafka that wasn't fat or whether it could drip, regular candle. There's another reason. The Gemara says that there's a remez to bedika with candles. Torah speaks about bodek Yerushalayim b'neiros, and using a ner as mekayim that remez. Today, for the first reason, a flashlight's better than a candle. On the other hand, for the second reason, a flashlight's not a ner. So what most people do is they start with a candle. In the first place, they take the candle and look where it's not going to be under a bed, so you end up having beer chametz at night, not in the daytime, or, you know, or not in the closet underneath the clothes, but in an open area, and you start with the candle, and you don't see that remnant. And after that, you get a flashlight, and you use the flashlight for the rest of the bedikas chametz.
Why the flashlight better than the light?
Because the flashlight has a focused light, that if there's something under the bed or in a corner or whatever, you'll see it. And with the regular light, sometimes you miss it.
And it's better to have light and a flashlight
then? What? Yeah, you don't have to turn off the lights to use the flashlight.
It doesn't
make it worse to have the lights on. Some people hold tight, you have to turn off the lights and use only the flashlight, but it's not the case. The flashlight with the lights is not going to be worse.
I think I'm going to do a better job with the lights on than the flashlight.
Fine. Whatever you can see better. The problem with the lights is that if you don't have a focused beam, then you, when you're looking, you make a shade from those lights and you can't see so well. But if you have a focused beam, you don't shade out that beam.
Well, if you don't sell hummus, if you, then what exactly are you selling? Hummus stick things?
If you don't, what do you mean if you don't sell hummus?
If you don't sell any, if you don't sell hummus sell more, if you finish it, whatever.
Okay. There are, the Ikar HaDin here for sure, we hold you can sell hummus gomer. If you don't have that much hummus, it's not a question of a loss of money, then it's better to get rid of it and not sell chametz gomer. When you say you're not selling chametz gomer, it's not chametz gomer that you know about. But chametz gomer, that is not chametz gomer. It's chametz that may be connected to your kalim, or that's in the kalim, or things like perfumes and things like that that are mixtures of chametz. Then that everybody sells. What's it called? You're selling just in case there's chametz that you missed. And you want to sell that. Not to be somech on the bittel or the bedika, but to make sure that it's mamish sold. So everybody sells chametz gomer that they don't know about. Everybody takes advantage of mechiras chametz for fear that maybe there's something you missed. But if you know something for sure, there are people who don't sell chametz gomer. Not taruvas chametz, not chametz mixed with other things. Chametz is just pure chametz, that not. And whether whiskey goes into that or not is a machlokas. But if you don't sell chametz gomer and you hold that whiskey is chametz gomer, you have to pour out all the whiskey. Can't sell it.
Yeah. If a child has chametz, does it go to the parents and the father sells the chametz? Is it included, or does that 16-year-old child have to sell his own chametz?
Over bar mitzvah?
Yes.
If he's totally dependent on the parents.
Totally.
then what the father sells is kolel him. The father, obviously, the kid over bar mitzvah, if he has any of his own, is what's it called, gives the father the right to sell his chametz too. But if the parties, if he's somech al shulchan aviv, totally, then the father can sell the chametz for anybody. Yes.
My niece has been here living in an apartment. Somebody's rented a room in an apartment. She's going back to the States. She's left chametz in a specific drawer in her room. She wants to give my husband the address of the place.
And she's making him a shliach to sell her chametz, right? You're not selling the chametz. You're surely not selling it to me. Right. Okay. Right. I don't have any special dispensation to own everybody's chametz on Pesach. That's Mahmoud. He's the one that buys the chametz, not me. What you're doing is making me your shliach to sell your chametz to the goy. So she's making your husband a shliach to sell the chametz to the goy through me. That's fine. Yeah.
Trash pans and dust pans. Do they just need to be cleaned?
Dust pans
and trash cans.
Trash cans. Yeah, they should be cleaned out. There shouldn't be any mamosha stick of chametz. You don't have to kosher them, since you don't plan to eat from them, I assume, unless you're Ernie or Bert or one of these people. The broom, you should have a different broom. It's very hard to clean out a broom. Put away the other broom with the hummus. Okay. Now, the broom has real hummus, and you should also make sure that you empty your vacuum cleaner bags. Throw them away. Don't keep them there the whole Pesach. If you did, they're probably sold with the hummus too. Our minig here is not to list the places where the chametz is, just to put the general address. That way, wherever it is, it's sold.